B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
My man is on the clock from this moment on, and he joins us for the final time as we lead into the draft. Of course, he'll be on 97.5 The Fanatic all night long with updates on what's going on. He covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. His name is Tim McManus. Tim, what's the latest, brother?
Mock season's over. It's the real thing, baby.
Yes, it is.
It's the real thing, and the rumors are flying like crazy right now out there in respect to the Eagles and elsewhere. You're seeing rumors about them moving up to number 11 with the Jets getting Rasul Douglas in picks. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff flying around, and that's pretty typical for this stage, right? We are counting down. We are under 4 hours until it kicks off. Mm-hmm. And so pretty soon we're going to be getting some clarity.
Yeah, so to go over some rumors that you're hearing, because actually a guy asked me, so let's trade the Jets. We'll give them Rasul Douglas and Dillard for their pick, for their 11th pick. Is that what the rumor you heard?
Well, there was one where it was a future third and Rasul Douglas to move up. I mean, that seems light from the Jets' perspective.
It's really light.
Like
Joe Douglas is in love with Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So I don't know if that's going to happen. And Dillard, I know that there's been one rumor after another goes on with him for whatever reason, but I'm not expecting him to be on the move. And I think that, bigger picture, while there could be this like massive trade, I mean, who knows, like a splash one, where my mind is that if there's going to be a trade up, that I think that the odds are that it's going to be a smaller trade. Like if one of the desired prospects falls into like the mid to late teens and Roseman is sitting there and doesn't want to get burned and wants to make sure he secures one of his guys, then he makes a smaller trade up. That makes the most sense to me, because they do want to have like a decent volume of picks. I mean, that's been an objective for several seasons now that they haven't really been able to execute. And so it makes more sense for me for them to do a smaller trade to get into like, the 16, 17, 18 range, as opposed to making a big splash trade up.
Yes. And in fact, that kind of trade, I got all these mock drafts in front of me, and they are what they are worth. But like a guy like Jeremiah and Charlie Casserly may have a source plugged in a little more than guys that are just doing mock drafts. But the guy from CBS Sports, Josh Edwards, says that they trade up 5 spots and they grab Justin Jefferson with the 16th pick. That's the kind of trade you're talking about, right?
That's the kind of trade I'm talking about. I don't know if that's the player that they would move up for, but the guy that I have in mind is Ruggs.
Okay.
Because, they have desire to get fast. I mean, they want speed, and that applies to wide receiver and all their positions. They were way too sluggish last year. They were too plodding on offense, and I think that they recognize the name of the game in this league is to have speed, and Ruggs has 4.27 speed. So he makes sense for me for somebody that they would move up for. And now it becomes the question of how's the board going to fall in front of them? Is Ruggs going to go like 13, at which point, does it take him out of it? Or, is he the third or fourth receiver to go and falls into closer range? But I could see them making a move for a guy like that.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okay, so they can get up the 16 to get Ruggs. They would do it. If they can't do that, you're saying that they wouldn't move up to get Jefferson, but if he's there at 21, maybe they take him.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see, because there's the debate of, all right, is he, he's not the burner type. He's got decent speed. I mean, he tested really well at the combine. His game speed doesn't necessarily match the 4.43 that he ran, but the big question for him is, is he specifically a slot receiver. And if the answer is yes on the NFL level, then they have to kind of figure out how they would utilize him, given that they want to run two tight end heavy sets frequently. And so that's a real question. I think if they had their druthers, it would end up being a speed receiver. But that's going to be an interesting question for them if Jefferson is on the board, whether they go in that direction, decide to trade back, or how they execute that. But, you know, if we're talking about a trade-up, I think it's probably more for somebody like Ruggs. And I could also see somebody like Chase Young, because we know how they value the offensive and defensive lines, edge rush in particular. I think that they need an infusion there. So maybe this scenario, if they have to move up a couple spots, I mean, that would make sense organizationally based off of their history.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple mock draft scenarios, and you comment as you see fit here. Charlie Casserly has the Eagles trading up to 10 and selecting C.D. Lamb. Likelihood of that happening?
No, I mean, I think that he's a player that would absolutely fit. But as we said, are they willing to give up the draft capital necessary to go to 10? So I'm going to kind of lean against that.
All right. So what, 20, put a percentage number on that would happen.
I would say maybe like 10%.
Okay. 10%. That's not likely. All right. Let's move on. Jeremiah has the Eagles watching the board with all five top four wide receivers are gone. They sit at 21, take Kenneth Murray. Your thoughts?
I would say that's probably more in like the, 30% range for me. Like,
all right.
Because the conversations that I've had suggest that there actually is like, has been like real debate over whether to take a linebacker at that spot, and Kenneth Murray being the guy. If the four wide receivers get wiped off and they're sitting there and he's that high value, I think that there could be a scenario where that unfolds. So I don't know if it's the most likely thing, but I could see it transpire.
All right. Let's go now with this one here, because you just mentioned this. Peter Schrager has the Eagles passing on Justin Jefferson at 21 and taking Chase Young.
If Chase Young falls, and if it's between Jefferson and Chase Young, I would think they would go Chase Young.
Really?
Because you can't get edge rushers everywhere. They usually go quick, and Chase Young is viewed as like the second best one in this draft. And so I think that they would see value there and say, you know what, we can get our wide receiver in rounds 2 and 3 and maybe 1 and 4, whatever the case is. So I would think they would go Chase Young in that.
Huh. So your percentage is what, closer to 100 on that?
Between those two? Let's say like,
90 something?
Let's go like 70.
All right, 70. All right, it's good enough. 70 is good. All right, now finally, Kuiper, he's got the Eagles passing on Ruggs and taking Kenneth Murray at 21.
That I would be very surprised.
Okay.
I would be surprised. I mean, Ruggs just makes too much sense for I think, the team that they want to be.
All right, so you believe, like, how do you think the Eagles have the wide receivers ranked in order, those first four guys?
It's a good question. I mean, C.D. Lamb, I would think, is the number one on most boards. Judy would be the natural number two, but there is the whole thing with the knee, and does that scare you a little bit to change your rankings? And so I think that it would either be Judy or Ruggs as number two, and I think Jefferson would be four out of those four.
All right. Just in the rest of the draft, if they do take wide receiver and they land Ruggs at 21, what order of position would they then look at? Would they take two receivers in a row, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, like, if they ended up getting Jefferson in the first one and a guy like Hamler is there at 53, I mean, maybe a scenario plays out that way. I think that also, once you get into that second round spot, you can look at defensive backfield, which I think that they do need to prioritize at some point. And there are a couple guys sort of in that range, like an Amik Roberson that might end up enticing them. Linebacker Logan Wilson is somebody that they like, and he's going to be a day two guy. And so I can kind of see that unfolding. You know, they're going to want to hit the offensive line at some point. They're going to want to hit defensive secondary at one point. They should hit linebacker at some point. So those are probably the other ones that are on their radar for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Tim, busy night for you, and we'll look forward to all your contributions tonight. Take care.
Awesome, Mike. All right, take care.
All right, there he is. Tim McManus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.